It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
It's good. It was nice to see green on the drive-in this
morning.
Indeed. It's all hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is hopeful. When I woke up this morning and I was thinking, I have nothing to talk about today other than my failings, and that's so boring. I talk about them all the time. And then I found this quote that made me feel really good. This is Albert Einstein. He knows something about
it. He does know a little something.
He says, a true genius admits that he or she knows nothing. It's like, oh, cool, I'm on my way. And so as I was thinking about when I got reactive this week, when someone pushed my button, and I was thinking about how I slipped on some of my good intentions, and I was I thought, you know, I think I'll talk about humility today, as opposed to humiliation, which is akin to shame, you know, that just kind of, oh gosh, I'm such a loser. Not that, but when it's like, okay, what can I learn from this? And what perspective can I gain from this? So just to be clear, I'm not talking about being timid or low self-esteem. I'm talking about that perspective, that you have a perspective that you don't know everything, that openness, the way that Joy Bell talks about it. Be careful not to mistake insecurity and inadequacy for humility. Humility has nothing to do with insecure and inadequate, just like arrogance has nothing to do with greatness.
Oh.
And so the notion that, and humility is interesting because doing the Bringing Out the Best of Ourselves series about building community, I've interviewed some really amazing people. And one pattern that has stood out is almost all of them have talked about their failings. They've talked about how they've been where they have learned the most. Parker Palmer about his bouts of depression. Adam Kahane, who's in the next one that's broadcasting next week. He went to help South Africa right after Nelson Mandela was released from prison and to help them explore how to dismantle apartheid. That's pretty good credentials, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wrote a book about that experience, and then a couple years later he wrote another book because he said, I basically fell flat on my face with what I didn't know. You know, that so that you get sort of flying high, hey, I did something good here. And that's what Parker Palmer said. Wendy Palmer, the Aikido master that I interviewed about in Aikido, you protect your attacker as well as yourself. She said her sensei, her teacher said, you Americans, you throw out your garbage and you buy compost. When you really, what we have in our day to day is so much to learn from, and certainly a lot to cultivate humility from. And then in research, the leadership, there's just a high correlation, ironically, between humility and great leadership. Like Jim Collins, when he's looking at companies that did turnarounds, and he did that book From Good to Great, I think it's called. He talked about how there's a level of leadership that was consistent in all the companies that got great results, and those leaders had humility. And maybe this is not so surprising, of course, now empirical research says if you're more humble, then you have better job performance, better academic performance, better relationships, you're more forgiving, which makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, what I'm getting from what I'm hearing you say is that humility really allows you to be open.
It's a softness in a way.
Yeah.
Because and the other thing, when you encounter things that could lead to humiliation, like I did this week, instead of going down that shame route, it's the wonderful opportunity to invite in self-compassion and to soften. And so that there to yourself opens you up to maybe I don't know everything, and what would it be like to extend that same kind of compassion to everybody else who's struggling with their humanity and all the parts of that.
Yep.
So exactly. There's a soft quality to it. And of course, you can take a lot of pride in your humility, which then would not be humility. That's like that old song, you're so vain, but you think the song is about you.
Yeah.
I'm so humble, aren't I great?
No,
it doesn't play like that.
Right.
It really is a perspective that, you know, there's a great possibility I don't know everything, and I'm not right all the time. Actually, I'm not even right most of the time.
And maybe I could learn something.
Could learn something here. And that's, of course, why they would get better academic performance. And it's tough because our ego, we want to, you know, we want to look good. We want to be smooth. We want to be cool. I want to be as good as my dog thinks I am. And yet there's so many gifts in just opening up and softening. And letting go of that.
Yep.
Now, if you want to learn how, there are lots of things. Just type how to become humble on the web. But Mother Teresa, who I thought, you know,
she probably knows a little bit
about that. She says like things like, you know, and I love these, like, don't try to manage other people's affairs.
Ooh.
Don't don't make judgments or don't accept being slighted and be gentle and kind under provocation. Those are just different practices to bring in more humility. But for me, what's standing out for me is being that I continually think, what does it mean to be the best of myself? I am getting. This is not angels singing, flower-laden path all the time. That sometimes you step off into the muck, and you have to be just very kind with yourself around that.
Yep.
So let me close with a quote that, again, gave me some hope. This is Ernest Hemingway. There's nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self.
Oh,
isn't
that
lovely?
That's great.
So a little more humility, it's worth it.
Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you.